regular pump, I was feeling quite at ease. I rolled out my window and told the man, 50 cents worth, please. Then I jumped my partner with this trust.
All right, welcome back into the People's Show, the Chase and Big Joe Show, right here. Yeah, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Dr. Crane doing nine jobs behind the glass. All right, Dr. Crane, you're great at multitasking, baby. All right, tomorrow night, the Nashville Sounds are having a margaritable night over at First Horizon Park. Be a lot of fun. And we are honored now to have a member of the Coral Reefer Band on the Chase and Big Joe Show. This is Doyle Grisham. I'm a huge fan. Mr. Grisham, thank you for doing this. How are you today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm just looking forward to Saturday. And, you know, I've never played at a baseball game before, so this will be a very first.
Yeah, you never know what can happen in this career of yours. That's been fantastic. I got to tell you, sir, is that it's going to be a fun night over at the Nashville Sounds Ballpark at First Horizon Park. But and you know this very well. You know, this summer, I'm sad. And, you know, and for 35 years, I would find out where you guys are going to tour. I'd go see a show or two. And this year, it's not there. But I know you're feeling the love, aren't you, from so many parrot heads around.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're doing a I don't know if you were referring to that, but we're doing a short tour with just the Coral Reefer Band the first week in August. And everybody's kind of, you know, wondering if we'll have a, you know, if the parrot heads will turn out for us. But I think they will, because they know the band as well as they know Jimmy, because he promoted us that way, you know.
He did. All right, so I go back. You first met Jimmy Buffett in what, 1972, 73, is that correct?
Yeah, I think it was 72. We were, if you don't mind me telling you, I'll tell you how it happened.
Please, absolutely.
Well, I was working with a group off the Grand Ole Opry called Tom Paul and the Glazer Brothers. And I was playing in their band and doing studio work for them and all that. And we were recording two of Jimmy's songs. Of course, at this time, I didn't know Jimmy, but we were recording The Christian and I think Ten Cup Chalice. And to make a long story short, him and Buzz Kaysen, who was his publisher at that time, dropped by the studio. And I know that he couldn't have heard me play more than 5 minutes, but when we took a break, he come around and said, I've just signed with a new record label, ABC Dunhill, and I'd like you to play on my next album. So, well, I didn't know what to think, because, you know, we hear musicians hear that all the time, you know, about getting promises to do this or that. But no, they called me in about a month or two and set up the sessions, and that's how it started.
And the rest is history doing that. Then I see where he called you up in the late 90s, asking you to become a member of the band, and you took all, you joined the band, sir, and then next thing you know, you've become part of this Parrothead Nation. What was that ride like for the last 25, 22 years or so with Jimmy Buffett?
Well, I remember the first show we played, because, you know, after I quit recording with Jimmy about 1975, 76, and he would occasionally call me to come in and play on one song here and there. But up to about 99, you know, I really wasn't much in touch with him, and I didn't realize how popular he was. So when he asked me to come back on tour and I showed up for the first show, which I think was in Charleston, South Carolina, there were 25,000 people there, and I said, oh, this looks pretty good. I wonder how long this is going to last. And it just got bigger. Yeah,
that is fantastic. With that being said, you know, with the touring the country and everything, and I just, you got to know that so many people, probably famous musicians, would show up, would sit in, and it was just an adventure, I would think, every single time you took the stage with Jimmy Buffett, was it?
It was what? I'm sorry, Joe.
No, was it an adventure every time you took the stage with him?
Oh, yes.
You never knew who was going to show up.
Yeah, and Utah, you know, like we worked Madison Square Garden with Paul Simon and people. And if we played Vegas, sometime I'd look over to the right and there'd be Kenny Chesney sitting down there watching our show. You know, you just never knew. And, you know, even a lot of people that weren't in the music business would come backstage, you know, that like golfers and just people that knew Jimmy and were, you know, supposedly friends of his. And but you no, you're right. You just never know who was going to show up.
It's fantastic. We're talking to Dole Grisham. He's a member of the Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. They'll be out tomorrow night at First Horizon Park for the Nashville Sounds. Now, sir, are y'all playing tomorrow night? Are you signing autographs? What's happening tomorrow night exactly?
The way I understand, I think we're playing around. Well, we're playing right before the game, out in center field.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And that's really, right now, I'm just trying to figure out how the best way for me to get in there, you know. And as far as I know, I don't think we're playing at 5 o'clock. I think we're showing up about 5 o'clock. So we play somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 to 8, I think.
Okay, that'll be fantastic tomorrow night. I got to ask you. You know, he passed away last September. What do you miss about Jimmy Doyle? What do you miss about him that really, you know, he's in your heart forever, but what's the one thing you kind of miss about him?
Well, just actually everything about him. Of course, I miss being on stage with him because he was such a persona on stage. He was an entertainer without entertaining. You know, he was just himself. And everybody used to ask me, you know, what kind of person he was. And he was a great person. A lot of people think I'm just saying that because, you know, he's Jimmy Buffett. But, no, he really was. He would sit down and eat dinner with us. And I could go to him anytime I wanted to if I had a problem. There was always other people to take care of it. But if I needed to talk to him about something, I was never denied. He's
fantastic. What I got to ask you, sir, what is your favorite song that you played with him on stage live?
No Doubt About It, Come Monday. Not just because I played on the record and the recording, but at the time it was written around 1972 or 3. There wasn't anybody saying the things he was saying, to my knowledge, and the chord progressions he was using were very unique. And I just love the song. Of course, I come from a country background, and I love ballads, and that's what that is. But it's still my favorite Buffett song.
Oh, it is one of my favorites, too, as well. Of course, you know, everybody kind of defaults to Margaritaville, and why not, right? Because that was the iconic song, which kind of made him the iconic performer he is today. Was that always fun, playing Margaritaville, too?
Oh, yeah, because it's a good time song, and, you know, you may know this, and I don't know if a lot of people did, but as popular as it has become, it never was a number one song. It only got to number 8 in the charts, the way I understand it.
Oh, wow, with that. Amazing.
But it stood the test of time. You can hardly go into an elevator that has canned music or whatever without hearing it. You know?
Oh, I know. And, you know, Doyle, we could sit here and, you know, I could do an hour with you because, I mean, you recorded with Dickie Lee. I mean, that's just, to me, amazing.
Yeah, well, that was another Buzz Kasson type thing. You know, Buzz Kasson, he just passed away, by the way.
Right.
And he was a famous producer and publisher here in Nashville, had a great recording studio. And, yeah, I did some Dickie Lee stuff. I did Freddie Weller.
Wow.
And some other people. And there was a group called White Duck that I first played on when I was there. And John Hyatt was the lead singer in that group. And, of course, he went on to become very famous on his own right. But, yeah, there's a lot of my history connected with Buzz Kasson.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, it's an honor tomorrow night, Margaritaville night at the Nashville Sounds at First Horizon Park. Gates open at 5, and members of the Coral Reefer Band will be out there tomorrow night. I'm going to come by, sir, and I'm going to say hi to you. I know you're busy. Thank you for taking time out today. It means the world to us and to all the parrotheads out there who really miss Jimmy Buffett, but thankful that you guys are here to continue the legacy. So thank you, sir.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the fans tomorrow night.
All right, well done. Have a good day. It's Doyle Grisham, a member of the Coral Reefer Band for over 25 years, and know Jimmy Buffett for more than 50 years. Man, that made my day right there. All right, we'll come back much more here. Our continue our question of the day here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, and it is, what can unite the Titans fan base before the opening game? Is it a signing? Is it something that can unite everybody because the Jamal Adams thing did not? And also the jersey thing. If you're invited to an event that's sponsored by a pro team and you weren't an opposing team's jersey, does that make you mad? Do you tell your friend to go home, or does that you don't care? I need to know. I got to work my way through this. So let us know. 615-737-1025. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show right here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.